Welcome, Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 167 for Friday, February 10th. Apple empowers businesses to accept contactless payments through Tap to Pay on iPhone, and Apple updates AirTag and unwanted tracking. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, coming to you from the snow-covered Chugach Mountains in the backdrop of Anchorage, Alaska. In this podcast, you will learn about the news of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. And we will do that in mere minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, we will discuss Apple announcing later this year, United States merchants will be able to accept Apple Pay and other contactless payments simply by using iPhone and a partner-enabled iOS application. In the second half of the podcast, we will talk about Apple discussing AirTags and unwanted tracking. We will have these items and much more, so let's go to the show. Starting with contactless payments, Apple CEO Tim Cook wrote on Twitter, "We just introduced Tap to Pay on iPhone, a great way for millions of small businesses to accept contactless payments right from their iPhone. It's easy, secure, and will be coming out later this year," he finished. Apple's plans to introduce Tap to Pay on iPhone will revolutionize retail. The new capability will empower millions of merchants across the U.S., from small businesses to large retailers, to use their iPhone to seamlessly and securely accept Apple Pay. Contactless credit and debit cards and other digital wallets through a simple tap to their iPhone. No additional hardware or payment terminal needed. Tap to Pay on iPhone will be available for payment platforms and app developers to integrate into their iOS apps and offer as a payment option to their business customers. Stripe will be the first payment platform to offer Tap to Pay on iPhone to their business customers, including the Shopify Point of Sale app this spring. Additional payment platforms and apps will follow later this year. Jennifer Bailey, Apple's Vice President of Apple Pay and Apple Wallet, said, quote, "As more and more customers are tapping to pay with digital wallets and credit cards, Tap to Pay on iPhone will provide businesses with a secure, private, and easy way to accept contactless payments and unlock new checkout experiences using the power, security, and convenience of iPhone." In collaboration with payment platforms, app developers, and payment networks, we're making it easier than ever for businesses of all sizes, from solopreneurs to large retailers, to seamlessly accept contactless payments and continue to grow their businesses, she finished. Once Tap to Pay on iPhone becomes available, merchants will be able to unlock contactless payment acceptance through a supporting iOS app on an iPhone XS or later device. At checkout, the merchant will simply prompt the customer to hold their iPhone or Apple Watch to pay with Apple Pay. Their contactless credit or debit card or other digital wallet near the merchant's iPhone, and the payment will be securely completed using NFC technology. No additional hardware is needed to accept contactless payments through Tap to Pay on iPhone, so businesses can accept payments from wherever they do business. Apple Pay is already accepted at more than 90% of U.S. retailers, and with this new capability, virtually every business, big or small, will be able to allow their customers to Tap to Pay on iPhone at checkout. Tap to Pay on iPhone will also roll out to Apple Store locations in the United States later this year. Of course, privacy is going to be a concern for us tech enthusiasts, and especially for us convincing our friends and family members the safety in conducting businesses with such ease. Privacy has always been a fundamental design and development across all Apple platforms. In fact, it's why some of us have gravitated to their devices. With Tap to Pay on iPhone, customers' payment data is protected by the same technology that makes Apple Pay private and secure. All transactions made using Tap to Pay on iPhone are encrypted and processed using the secure element. And as with Apple Pay, Apple doesn't know what is being purchased or who is buying it. Apple will work closely with leading payment platforms and app developers across the payments and commerce industry to offer Tap to Pay on iPhone to millions of merchants in the U.S. Tap to Pay on iPhone complements and enhances the robust suite of payment and commerce tools that payment platforms and app developers provide to their merchant customers to help them run and grow their businesses. Tap to Pay on iPhone will work with contactless credit and debit cards from leading payment networks, including American Express, Discover, MasterCard, and Visa. Stripe's Chief Business Officer, Billy Alvarado, said, quote, "Whether you're a salesperson at an internet-first retailer or an individual entrepreneur, you can soon accept contactless payments on a device that's already in your pocket, your iPhone. With Tap to Pay on iPhone, millions of businesses using Stripe can enhance their in-person commerce experience by offering their customers a fast and secure checkout," he finished. Let's move on to the second half of the podcast, where Apple discussed AirTags this week. AirTag lets users keep track of personal items like their keys, wallet, purse, backpack, luggage, and more through the Find My app. Since AirTag's launch last April, users have written in to share their countless stories of AirTag being instrumental in reuniting them with their things they value. One of the examples Apple highlighted with AirTags and the Find My app was a customer who lost his wallet on the subway and was able to track it down at a station across town. With the help of an AirTag placed inside a medical kit, a parent whose child lost critical medicine on the bus was later able to find it. Apple was adamant in the release. AirTag was designed to help people locate their personal belongings, not to track people or another person's property. And Apple condemns in the strongest possible terms any malicious use of their products. "Unwanted tracking has long been a societal problem, and we took this concern seriously in the design of AirTag. It's why the Find My network is built with privacy in mind, uses end-to-end encryption, and why Apple innovated with the first-ever proactive system to alert you to unwanted tracking. They hope this starts as an industry trend for others to provide these sorts of proactive warnings in their products." Apple has become aware that individuals can receive unwanted tracking alerts for benign reasons, such as when borrowing someone's keys with an AirTag attached, or when traveling in a car with a family member's AirPods left inside. On the contrary, Apple has also seen reports of bad actors attempting to misuse AirTag for malicious or criminal purposes. Apple has been working closely with various safety groups and law enforcement agencies. Through their own evaluations and these discussions, Apple has identified even more ways they can update AirTag safety warnings and help guard against further unwanted tracking. Apple discussed the way they are working with law enforcement. "Apple has been actively working with law enforcement on all AirTag-related requests they've received. Based on their knowledge and their discussions with law enforcement, incidents of AirTag misuse are rare. However, each instance is one too many. Every AirTag has a unique serial number, and paired AirTags are associated with an Apple ID. Apple can provide the paired account details in response to a subpoena or valid request from law enforcement. Apple has successfully partnered with them on cases where information they've provided and have been used to trace an AirTag back to a perpetrator, who was later apprehended and charged. Law enforcement has shared their appreciation for the assistance Apple has provided in them finding the source of unwanted tracking. Apple identified additional improvements they can make in the information they share and the educational resources they provide. Let's talk about some of the advancements coming to AirTag and the Find My network. There are two types we're going to cover. The first are mainly procedural, and the other are technical. Let's cover the procedural first. The following updates represent important steps Apple is taking. New privacy warnings during AirTag setup. In an upcoming software update, Every user setting up their AirTag for the first time will see a message that clearly states that AirTag is meant to track their own belongings, that using AirTag to track people without consent is a crime in many regions around the world, that AirTag is designed to be detected by victims, and that law enforcement can request identifying information about the owner of the AirTag. The second one, addressing alert issues for AirPods. Apple has heard from users who have reported receiving the message "unknown accessory detected." Apple confirmed this alert will not display if an AirTag is detected near you. Only AirPods 3rd generation, AirPods Pro, AirPods Max, or third-party Find My Network accessories. In the same software update, Apple will be updating the alert users receive to indicate that AirPods have been traveling with them instead of an unknown accessory. And moving on to the third one, updated support documentation. Currently, Apple is updating its unwanted tracking support article on Apple.com to communicate the safety feature built into AirTag, AirPods, and Find My Network accessories. This page now includes additional explanations of which Find My accessories may trigger an unwanted tracking alert, more visuals to provide specific examples of such alerts, and updated information on what to do after receiving an alert, including instructions for disabling an AirTag, AirPods, or Find My Network accessory. There are also links to resources individuals can use if they feel their safety is at risk, such as the National Network to End Domestic Violence and the National Center for Victims of Crime. Let's move on to some of the more technical advances AirTags will be making. Apple is also investigating a series of updates that they plan to introduce later this year, including precision finding. This capability allows recipients of an unwanted tracking alert to locate an unknown AirTag with precision. iPhone 11, iPhone 12, and iPhone 13 users will be able to use precision finding to see the distance and direction to an unknown AirTag when it is in range. As an iPhone user moves, precision finding fuses input from the camera, AR kit, accelerometer, and gyroscope to guide them to the AirTag through a combination of sound, haptics, and visual feedback. The next technical improvement is display alert with sound. When AirTag automatically emits a sound to alert anyone nearby of its presence and is detected moving with your iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch, Apple will also display an alert on your device that you can take action on, like playing a sound or using precision finding if available. This will help in cases where the AirTag may be in a location where it is hard to hear or if the AirTag speaker has been tampered with. Moving on to the third improvement, refining unwanted tracking alert logic. Apple Unwanted Tracking Alert System uses sophisticated logic to determine how they alert users. Apple plans to update their unwanted tracking alert system to notify users earlier that an unknown AirTag or Find My Network accessory may be traveling with them. The fourth and final improvement is tuning AirTag sound. Currently, iOS users receiving an unwanted tracking alert can play a sound to help them find the unknown AirTag. Apple will be adjusting the tone sequence to use more of the loudest tones to make an unknown AirTag more easily findable. Apple closed the discussion by saying their design to provide products is for a great experience, but also with safety and privacy in mind. Across Apple's hardware, software, and services teams, Apple said they are committed to listening to feedback and innovating to make improvements that continue to guard against unwanted tracking. That was the two stories from Apple this week. If you have a question about today's episode, email me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com or go to Twitter at @minutes_mac or to Facebook. If you are listening to this podcast on iTunes, please be kind enough to leave us a review. Our Mac Minutes host webpage is located online at macminutes.blubrry.net, and we have a podcast website at macminutespodcast.com. The Mac Minutes podcast is also affiliated with the Alaskan Apple Users Group at akappleug.com. Other places Mac Minutes podcast posts is on social media, including Twitter, Facebook, and offer a special invitation to people to join the Mac Minutes podcast group, available on Facebook. You can provide input, take part in special events each month, discuss devices, provide ideas for future podcasts, or just read what knowledgeable tech journalists are writing about that's informative. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Overcast, Chartable, Podchaser, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Spotify, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. We are looking forward to what Apple is going to bring us, perhaps as early as March, according to some tech journalists. In any case, we will talk to you again next week on the Mac Minutes podcast. Thank you again for listening.